Live on DAZN Worldwide, May 2nd and 3rd, Garcia versus Romero and Canelo versus Skull. Friday from 6 p.m. Eastern, Garcia returns in a history-making Times Square takeover. 24 hours later, Saturday from 7 p.m. Eastern, King Canelo faces undefeated Skull for the undisputed crown. May 2nd and 3rd, a knockout weekend of boxing. Pick one or go all in for only $90 exclusively on DAZN. Buy now at DAZN.com/boxing.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere. Applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
It is time now for our daily chat with KCBS insider Phil Mateer. Phil joining us live on the KCBS Ring Central Newsline. Well, it is the day before Election Day in Oakland, where people will choose a replacement for recalled Mayor Sheng Tao. Political insiders are expecting a close race between former Congresswoman Barbara Lee and former Councilmember Lauren Taylor, who have pulled away from the pack. So, Phil, how does turnout affect this race tomorrow?
I think the race is based on turnout, Megan. What we have here is an off-season election. This is not your presidential election. It's not your congressional election. There's not a lot of coverage on the national level saying to get out there and vote. So the turnout's going to probably be lower. That's traditionally how it goes. When you have a lower turnout election, it's the people who are most dedicated, who feel that they have something at stake, that show up. You know, in a presidential election, everybody does it. It's a very aspirational thing. I'm going for the sky. You know, we're the White House. Everybody's been talking about it. This is going to be a much more local situation where the people that feel strongest are going to turn out. And I think that that could have a real impact on the results. And it's also an election, while being a low turnout, all the national media is focusing in on this, or keeping an eye on this, to see if the Bay Area does a turnaround or continues on its progressive course.
Yeah, I want to talk about specifically Lee's progressive stance. Do you think that that's going to possibly hurt her this time around, or will it help as it has in the past?
Well, you know, it's interesting because when we talk about, you know, Barbara Lee, who's been a congresswoman from the East Bay for 30 years and was known for Barbara Lee votes for me because she voted against the U.S. incursion into Afghanistan. That to the rest of the country is a real position, a real sort of statement. To those of us in the Bay Area, that's kind of the establishment, because everyone just about is along with her. So it's odd that the progressive is the establishment here. So in some ways, what we're having is questions about whether the progressives who agree with you on national and international issues still want their roads safe, and they want their police department, and they want their city hall to be working. So it's sort of like the idealistic versus the realistic. What's the actual happening on the ground? And we've seen this in other elections in the Bay Area, when a very progressive city like San Francisco recalled its judicial reform leader, district attorney. We saw voters in Alameda County recall the progressive district attorney. And we saw Oakland voters throwing out the progressive mayor, not necessarily because of their politics, but because when it came to actually getting the job done, they were falling short. So this is a real question. You know, Tip O'Neill said that all politics are local. That's the case here, but they do have national implications. I can guarantee you that.
Yeah, and Taylor was, of course, edged out by Tao in that election. So is there something about the push behind that, saying, you know, we wanted to get it right this time, that sort of thing? The ranked choice of it all, are you expecting complaints about that no matter what happens?
Well, we're going to have complaints about ranked choice no matter what happens, especially if it drags on. So that's something we did that in the Bay Area for better or for worse, and it's something that we can either cuss about or discuss forever. But that's there, the ranked choice voting situation. What we have on Lauren Taylor is a guy that was everybody thought that when Barbara Lee got in this race, given her name, given the money that she was getting from unions and other groups, given all the endorsements she was getting from the political liberalist establishment, it was going to be a walk in the park. Instead, it's turned out to be a real battle on the streets about which way the people in the city want it to go. And like I said, it's one that we're watching locally. It's one that the nationals are watching to see, you know, what's the message of the Democratic Party going forward? Is it as woke as it used to be? But I've got to tell you, just think about it. What we've heard from both candidates, it's not a question of defunding the police anymore. It's pledges from each one of them how much more what they're going to fund the police. And that already signals a big change in the Bay Area.
Yeah, how times have changed. Thank you. We'll be watching to see what happens.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate. Then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Baseball's all about the games. And the best in daily gaming is on the MLB app, where every day starts with new puzzles and challenges. Test your skills with MLB Pickle, the ultimate mystery player challenge, and Immaculate Grid, where stats and strategy collide. Or chase the $5.6 million jackpot and beat the streak, presented by BetMGM. And for an all-new spin on fantasy sports, there's Spin Ball, the game's official home for games, is on the MLB app. MLB trademarks used with permission. No purchase necessary. Restrictions apply. For official rules, go to MLB.com/play/official rules.